This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're thrilled to give you this Friday update from Bishop Robert J. Brennan from Rome during his ad limina visit. Bishop Brennan has been giving us daily updates throughout the week. And welcome, Your Excellency. You had another busy day.
I did, Bill, and thank you again for this opportunity. First to you, your listeners, Father Adam and Katie, my apologies. I just messed up the times this morning, so I kept them hanging. I bet they did a great job on their live program, though.
They did. They always have so much joy. They underline that part of your direction, have the joy of the gospel in our diocese, and they underline that twice this morning.
I'm sure they did everything twice this morning.
Well, I know that
very good and very generous.
I know that we've had a busy day, but since Monsignor Maloney, the Vicar General, had such a special mass with the Pope last night, would he have a moment to give us an update?
I would like to pass the phone to him. Yes, absolutely. Hello.
Hi, Monsignor Maloney. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be with you.
How has your trip to Rome been?
It has been wonderful. It was especially wonderful to meet the Holy Father in person on Tuesday. And I did attend the Mass at St. Peter's in the Vatican last night, Thursday night, for the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And it was a beautiful, beautiful Mass. There were large crowds there. I was part of a group of several hundred priests who vested and concelebrated, and it was very, very moving, especially to be part of the group of priests there. And the Holy Father, of course, celebrated the Mass. It was all celebrated in Spanish, so not a language that I know thoroughly. But nevertheless, it was a beautiful Mass, and I was near the center aisle as the procession came in, and so was close by to the Holy Father, see him as he passed by.
Have you had an opportunity to concelebrate a Mass with the Pope previously?
Oh, a long time ago, not Pope Francis, but when I was a student here in Rome, on several occasions I celebrated concelebrated masses at St. Peter's in the Vatican with Pope John Paul II.
And with the Our Lady of Guadalupe and hearing the sermon, was the sermon in Spanish as well, or did you have a transcript of that?
Yes, it was, and the Pope spoke he stood in front of the altar, and he spoke, very spontaneously. He wasn't reading from notes or anything like that, and so he was very heartfelt. And then a little later, after communion, Cardinal Ulle delivered a very moving address to the Holy Father, congratulating him on his 50th anniversary of ordination to the priesthood, which, of course, the whole crowd in the Basilica, who knows how many thousands of people, gave a huge round of applause to the Holy Father to thank him for his many years of a dedicated priesthood. So it's just all the way around. It's just a very beautiful Mass and a beautiful occasion, and so nice to be with that large group of concelebrating priests joining with the Holy Father and celebrating that Mass.
Overall, you've had all these wonderful experiences over the last few days, and you're going to bring those back to Columbus. What were your impressions of the week, and what are your takeaways, and what will you be bringing back to us here in our diocese?
I think a great sense of our connection, the Church of Columbus, to the Universal Church, and certainly when you know, we pray at every Mass, you know, for Francis our Pope, for Robert our Bishop, and it just, it makes that so real and so concrete when you've been here and seen the communion of the Church with the Holy Father.
Monsignor Maloney, I asked this of Bishop Brennan a couple of days ago. My daughter, who's a high schooler, and of course high schoolers can speak pretty bluntly, she said, well, please ask Bishop Brennan that after meeting the Pope, did she like him? What about you, Monsignor Maloney?
Oh, I liked him very much. He was very warm. As I met him, it was only for a brief moment, but, he shook my hand. He smiled. He spoke to me. There was just a warmth and a magnetism about him that was very powerful.
Well, thank you, Monsignor Stephen Maloney, the Vicar General for the Diocese of Columbus, for giving us a brief update from Rome. We can't wait to see you back here in Columbus. And if Bishop Brennan is nearby, we'll have him close out our update.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Monsignor. You know, I don't think Monsignor minded very much, but he did us a great favor because it was important to me. I was disappointed that we had a meeting with the Secretary of State, which couldn't be changed, and it was just important that we were there, that the Diocese of Columbus was there for that celebration yesterday of Our Lady of Guadalupe, a Mass for the Americas, and also to be there, to be present with him. Today is the Holy Father's 50th anniversary of ordination, so that he could be there for that as well. Through Monsignor, you and I and all the people of Columbus were celebrating that, so I thank him for that.
Bishop Brennan, you've had some time, I'm sure, to reflect on in prayer. What's occurred this week? What kinds of things is the Holy Spirit telling you based on your interactions?
Well, you know, it's funny. Today, most of our meetings today were very localized. I was at three congregations, the Congregation for Religious and Consecrated Life, the Congregation for Culture, and the Congregation for Evangelization and Catechesis. And the common theme was really our pastoral life. Today was most enjoyable because it was talking about how the gospel, gave me a chance to talk about how the gospel is very much alive in Columbus. We talked about the challenges that we face, you know, so many people not participating in the life of the church, so many people walking away, not only from the Catholic Church, but from faith in general. And yet, there's a dedicated core of people like your listeners, who are deeply committed to the gospel and who see themselves as missionaries in the world today. And so, to talk about that a little bit today, to celebrate that, and find ways to encourage that, that I might say would probably be the big theme for today.
And I think when we have that interior joy, it rubs off on others, and I know that you have been rubbing off on everybody you've met here in Columbus. When you've interacted with your brother bishops and fellow priest and Pope Francis, do you feel like that has lit a new fire?
For me, absolutely. I'm encouraged. And, you know, again, we go back to the core. So the core of the faith is that you and I, we possess this tremendous gift in friendship with Jesus Christ. And this is something that we want to share because it's just such an incredible gift. And I think that, yes, that's been renewed within me today. So that sense of zeal, joy for the gospel, and concern, Monsignor spoke about communion, concern for the universal church. Last night, we met with the Secretary of State, and man, his concerns are global and historical, you know, and talked a little bit to us about, we talked about Catholic identity, but he talked about religious freedom, not just in the United States, but parts of the world where people are really suffering for their faith, and that we share that concern. Their pain is our pain. Their struggles are our struggles. There is a sense of communion here. You get the sense of the broad church and the ups and the downs, but the joy that motivates us all, and that comes from Jesus himself.
You visited the tombs of some of the apostles as you were praying at those tombs. Is there anything you would want to share with our listeners?
Yes. As I prayed at those tombs, you know, in those moments, again, I'm struck by that sense of communion, not just communion throughout the world, but communion through the ages. The apostles who walked literally with Jesus in the streets of Galilee and Jerusalem, and then who went out to tell all the world about his resurrection. And it's the same faith that we live today, the same joy that we carry, and it's the joy and the faith that they gave their lives for. And so the very least we can do is give our very selves, the whole of our lives, to that incredibly good news that changes people's lives.
Bishop Brennan, we've been so blessed to have these daily updates and to have a bishop that cares so deeply about updating us on what is going on within our universal church and what is going on in the heart of our shepherd. We can't thank you enough, and we've been praying for you. We'll pray for your safe travels back to Columbus. We look forward to locking arms with you and trying to get a little bit of that energy and Holy Spirit that I'm sure has been infused within you. Would you like to close us with a prayer?
Absolutely. And indeed, this has been more than just a travelogue. It was important for me to have these updates because, really, I was doing the traveling, but we were all in this together, and this was the Church of Columbus coming to the larger church today. So let's bow our heads and ask for God's blessing in a very particular way. Let us ask God's blessing and strength on our Holy Father, Pope Francis, as he celebrates 50 years of priest today. We thank God for the gift of his yes and the joy that he brings in radiating the gospel. May he keep us always faithful, strong, courageous, confident, hopeful, and fill us with the charity and love of Jesus' own sacred heart. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon all of you and remain with you forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Bishop Brennan, safe travels back. God bless you, and we'll see you very soon.
Indeed. God bless you. Bye.
And now we rejoin our regularly scheduled programming, Already in Progress.